Father Paul, is that you?
Yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Am I allowed to do this?
Are you Catholic?
You know I'm not.
I don't know who you are.
It's Dimitri.
You can be anonymous, hence the screen between us.
Oh, right. I am Dimitri from Detroit. No, I'm not Dimitri. That's not my name. And I'm not Greek.
Of course. All Greeks are named Nick, right?
You got it. Whatever. It's me, okay? It's me.
All right, since you're Orthodox, you can actually participate in Catholic sacraments, including confession. So, you may begin. You can use the Ten Commandments as an examination of conscience to know what to say.
Right, those. Well, how about I just tell you the story and you tell me what you think?
Well, that's a little unorthodox.
Hey, and I picked up some of this water at the front of the church. Just filled up my water bottle. Can I drink that? Is it like kosher or whatever?
Holy water.
Confessions of a Catholic. Doobie-doo, doobie-doo, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-la-la-single.
Hey, boss. I updated the entertainment calendar on the website, and I have good news.
You went on a date.
What? No. I got a lead on a great headliner for Easter weekend. I forwarded you the email.
Much obliged, but let's get back to you not dating. Florence, you are as good as they make them. Beautiful, smart, fun.
I know all that. Me not dating has nothing to do with that.
What does it have to do with?
I'm perfectly content with my life. If it's going to happen, it'll happen. But I'm not looking for it.
Yet you turned into my personal Cupid last year playing matchmaker like it was an Olympic sport.
Look at the jokers you went on dates with. I don't need that.
I was offering up my suffering for the souls in purgatory, not for your amusement. You know Penny Slot Ralph has a crush on you.
He's married.
He is?
To gambling. No, thank you.
So where are you gonna meet a fella?
Let's talk about you. How are things going with Dimitri?
Would you please start the sound check for the next performance?
Hi.
Hi, Agnes.
Before you go, I wanted to invite you both to a little dinner.
Oh, what's the occasion?
It's part of Operation Fuller Life, expanding and bettering myself.
How many names have you given to this journey?
It's a multi-pronged process. Every prong has a name.
Going out to dinner is bettering yourself how?
I'm cooking.
You
are cooking.
Yes, I know what you're thinking.
That I should eat beforehand.
That I should have 911 already dialed on my phone.
That I need to buy life insurance.
That you may burn down my kitchen.
That...
I get it! I can expand my horizons, change and learn new things. It's called a growth mindset.
I think it'll be called food poisoning.
Come at 7. You'll eat your words.
At least those are edible. Bye.
Okay, step 1, buying ingredients. Let me see what I need. Flaxseed, that sounds unappealing. And vinegar relish? Ooh, not sure about that either. Beef shank? Is this a prison knife made out of beef? that feeling when you're in over your head. No, Agnes? You can do this. What else do I need? Beef bouillon. Don't know where to find it or even how to say it. Excuse me?
Can I help you?
Can you tell me where to find bouillon?
Bouillon?
Bouillon! Bouillon! That's a fun word, isn't it?
I guess, if you say it like that. Right there in aisle 2.
Bouillon! Bouillon! Where are you? I can't find you! Show yourself! Show yourself! Oh no, I really am becoming Cecilia. Bouillon! Bouillon!
Bouillon! Bouillon! It's up here on the top shelf. I'll get it for you.
Thanks. That's what bouillon looks like.
Can I help you reach anything else from the top shelf? I'm top shelf myself.
Actually, you can help. It says I need a basket full of beans.
I don't think they sell them by the basket.
That's what this recipe says. The lady says it's her grandmother's secret recipe from the old country.
Guess the secret is what size the basket is.
Bye.
Let me know if you need any fruits or veggies. I'll be by the oranges looking for my main squeeze.
Dimitri, we have an hour to figure out who to invite to dinner tonight.
Why? What's happening?
Agnes is cooking dinner and...
Oh, so we should invite someone we don't actually like.
But who will like Florence?
I don't know anyone that old.
She's 60, not 100. You've got a huge family. You can't think of anyone?
They're all married.
Family friends? Surely you know more Constantines or Nicolases?
Of course I know more of both, but... Oh, actually you're right. My uncle's best friend's brother's tailor comes around a lot.
Call him. He sounds well suited for this. Let's see how Florence likes a taste of her own medicine.
Wait a minute. She doesn't know you're setting her up?
She said if the world provided a man, she would consider it. So you call and I'll text another reminder.
Agnes, do you need help?
That's a lot of bags. You could have made a second trip.
I wasn't going all the way down to the garage again. The lights flicker like a horror movie, and I swear a spider spelled "you're next" in the web.
But did they spell "your" correctly? That'd be the real horror. Bad spider grammar.
Can you clear the path to the kitchen? I can't see over these bags.
Need any help in there? Let me take a gander at what you're doing.
I'm all set. I've got YouTube and the recipe block.
Just like Grandma used to cook.
You can't watch the magic happen. Don't worry how the sausage gets made.
You're making sausage? That does not seem wise.
No, I'm making a bougie beef stew.
Okay, you might be okay. Just throw some veggies and beef into a broth.
That's not what the blog says. First, it says to start with the story of Grandma. Yada yada, she says this impressed her culinary school chef. So, expect great things.
We should probably be lowering our expectations, right? Like, down to the garage level?
No, scary garage level. Expectations should be as high as possible. Now go. Get out of my way. I need to cook the bouillon. Bouillon! Bouillon! We're cooking with the bouillon! Bouillon!
We'll be in the other room in case you need us.
I won't. Bye!
We're not really trusting her musical stew, are we?
No way. I ordered food from the place next door. We can pick it up at 7. You go call your uncle's best friend's...
Brother's tailor. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yes. Call that very close connection. I'm going to stay here and spy on Agnes in case she needs help.
Okay, I can do this. Be a real adult, Agnes. Let's check out this recipe again. Bouillon, steak, basketful. Thanks a lot, Grandma. How about using a real unit of measurement? Bruise the herbs. What does that mean? Get into a fight with the food? Bruise their ego? What kind of rosemary are you? Oregano? That can't be right.
It's definitely not.
You're spying? I've got this. Let me abuse the dinner.
You're a real Julia Child in there.
Cece, the tailor is in. Said he's always up for a free meal.
You did warn him, though, right?
That Agnes can barely microwave? Yeah, but Greeks don't pass up on a meal. Hey, can we talk about what's been going on?
Now this isn't the best time.
I'm okay! It's okay! Don't come in here! I have a shake and I'm not afraid to use it!
Florence! Glad you made it. And look who arrived right behind you! Meet Dimitri's uncle's friend's brother's tailor.
Nice to meet you. Now those 10 texts inviting me over make sense.
Oh, and the tailor's 3 friends. What in Sam's Hill is going on?
We were all together when we got the call for the dinner party.
The thing is, I don't know if Agnes is making enough. I mean, who am I kidding? We probably won't even finish what she's made.
Dimitri, good to see you. How have you been? I've been asking Cecilia about you, but she keeps dodging questions recently, and I thought,
maybe something's going on. And then I thought, maybe it's not really my business. But then I thought, Agnes is inviting you over, and well, here you are. So now I thought, I'd see what's going on with you two.
That was quite a journey of your thoughts.
And I think you should get to know the tailor.
Do you play?
No, that's my husband's guitar.
Late husband.
Oh, sorry. I'll put it back.
No, it's nice to hear it being played. He would have liked that.
Was he in a band?
No, he took lessons for a few months. That was his rock star birthday present.
We don't have to talk about him if it's too hard.
No, I like when people ask about him. I wish certain people would ask about him more.
I was engaged before.
You were?
That's right. I took your measurements. That was going to be a beautiful garment.
Cecilia, did you know that?
Not about the suit, but I knew about the relationship. They broke up 6 years ago.
Okay, when's her birthday?
You never told me.
What was our wedding date going to be? What does she do for a living? What does she look like?
How do I know any of that, sweetie?
Exactly. And why would you? You're dating me, not her. I don't need you to ask all about her. But I know all of that about Frank. I even know what size clothes he wears from personal experience.
Nobody panic! It's supposed to have a smoky flavor! Come and get it!
This looks very edible.
So, dig in.
It might need to cool off a bit.
You know what, Agnes? I'll be the first.
Wait! We need to say grace first!
Too late.
Bless this food. Bless the hands that made it. Mine. Amen. What do you think?
The prayer could use some work, but this is more than edible, Agnes.
Really?
This is good. I actually want this recipe, Agnes.
And with that, the transformation is complete. I am a real adult now.
Congratulations. The membership card and certificate will be in the mail in 3 to 5 business days.
So, were you always interested in being a tailor?
My dad was a tailor, and I took over his business for him, Athens Tailor Company.
Wait, that's your shop? I got Frank's tux for his celebrity red carpet birthday from you.
I remember that one. I had to special order the material. Selling that suit paid for my trip back home. Let me know if you need another. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
Agnes, does this grandma have any more recipes you're going to try?
Dimitri, you didn't tell me this is who you were dating.
Didn't know there was a connection.
Does everyone have enough to eat? Can I get anyone something to drink?
Agnes, are you a coffee lover?
No, I'm a tea drinker.
Boss, you don't drink coffee either, so whose coffee is life and don't speak until I've had my coffee signs are those?
Frank's.
As are the big fancy throw pillows on the couch?
Those tie the room together, and they're crazy soft.
Dimitri falls asleep on them every time he's here watching TV.
Be that as it may, everywhere you turn in this condo, it's Frank stuff.
He was a good decorator. Plus, it is just stuff.
If it's just stuff, then you should be able to get rid of some of it.
You want me to get rid of everything? Huh? Just live in an empty condo?
You should probably be having this discussion when the condo is empty.
Come on, I'm not saying that.
You don't even live here.
But we're talking about what it would look like if we did get married and live together. Do you expect me just to live in the life you created with somebody else?
I took down the pictures that you asked.
I appreciate you putting the two pictures away.
Cecilia, if I may, you are getting pretty defensive about this.
No, you may not. This is not your business, Taylor.
Boss, you suffered a tragic loss. We all empathize with you. It just seems like if you care where this is going...
This is not a group decision.
Then don't have a dinner party when you are fighting.
This is actually my dinner party, so let's get back to telling me how good it all tastes.
You did a good job, Agnes.
Thank you, Dimitri. I worked hard on learning something new, like what measurement a basketful is.
And it was delicious. But I need to go.
It would be more convincing if you took more than one bite before storming off.
Excuse me, too.
Things were so much better when I would burn dinner.
It's a miracle! My sister's cooking actually tasted good.
I mean, the kitchen looked like a tornado tore through it while on fire, but the bouillon was good.
Bouillon, bouillon! yep, there's no denying we're related. Okay, listen. Nothing in there is a sin, Dimitri. But I think you should pray and ask for Joseph and Mary to intercede for you two. I mean, if you both are thinking this is on the path toward marriage, there's no one better to help.
It's more complicated than I realized to love someone who's still in love with someone else.
You love other people, right? Your parents, your huge Greek family. You're Greek, right? I can never remember.
Not the same. Romantic love is different. You know, I understand Frank is always in her heart. I get that. But it doesn't feel good when she makes her past more important than being in the present with me. I'm here in front of her, loving her. I don't think it's unfair to think she'd choose to focus on the two of us. Am I crazy?
From her perspective, it might not be about who's more important or choosing. She doesn't want to lose her past. This really isn't a conversation for a confessional. More suited between you two. Maybe with a therapist. I know you two really care about each other.
Thanks, Paul. Seriously. All right. See you around.
At the Habitat for Humanity build, right?
Yes, and I'm bringing all the Nikos.
Confessions of a Catholic Single is a production of Dash Entertainment, created by Aaron Dooley. Written, directed, and produced by Aaron Dooley. Title song written by Christoph Munoz and Genevieve Grimm. Performed by Genevieve Grimm. Katie Bodenhammer as Cecilia. Kristen Jazek as Agnes. David Acuff as Dimitri. Charlemagne Raffles as Father Paul. Lisa Burnham as Florence. Christoph Munoz as grocery store customer. Sarah Thompson as grocery store worker. Tom Gargano as the tailor. Up next on episode 7. Cecilia and Dimitri help Paul with the prison ministry.
Okay. Why wouldn't I be? I'm just heading to jail.
Not as a prisoner.
I'm a slammer. The pin. Gin pop.
And Agnes tries something new.
Fine. I'll go trapezing on my own.
How did I forget that I'm afraid of heights? Why am I doing this to myself? Self-growth is overrated.